This is the relationship that he desires from us. It's a personal thing. Look what it says. And they were saying to him, it is no longer because of what you say. Okay, someone will bring us to Christ. Someone will bring us to the spiritual life by faith. But it is your own faith that you're going to have a relationship with God and with Christ and with the Holy Spirit in your life. Many Christians like to blame others for their miserable life. There's no one to blame. There's no one to blame. You walk by faith in a relationship with God. You walk by faith in the Spirit. It is totally by faith. This is why Galatians 3 is so powerfully important. How did you receive the Spirit? Was it by doing the law or faith? How do you receive the Spirit in your life? Is it by doing the law or by faith? That's all I want to know from you, Paul said. I just want to know something. Your people are trying to live the Christian life. I want to know, did you enter this thing by faith or by law, by doing? Or do you see the active ministry of the Spirit by law or by faith? By faith. Christ has set us free, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's a wonderful verse in verse 42. It's not a sarcasm of this woman. It's a wonderful thing, and I know this woman knows it. This woman is with the Lord rejoicing, and now with the town rejoicing. There's just so much rejoicing that if you've got a bad attitude, you better stay home and try car today. Because you're missing it. There's nothing worse than going where everybody's rejoicing and you're not. Best thing to do is just either change your attitude or stay away from the party. Some people come to a party and bring their bad attitude. If you got a bad attitude, change your bad attitude or get them and come to the party. But if you can't change your bad attitude, don't come to the party. And we've already seen one who sows, one who reaps rejoices. Well, here the one who sows, one who reaps, and those that are reaped, they're all rejoicing. It's a great 2 days in Sychar, and they said, it is no longer because of you. And this is tremendous. This is tremendous that we believe, that we have taken for ourselves that this is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. They heard, they believed. Now, I want to make a comment in closing this section, because the next now we're going to move into another personal account. We've left now the Christ in the woman, now we're going to see Christ in a man. Sychar. She brings the city out, and they are believers. If I use what most Christians do today, I'm going to have trouble here tomorrow, because we never hear from these people again. Where is the passing on of this in the going into the second century? There's going to be no impact. Even toward the end of the first century. Nothing written of them. That doesn't mean there isn't. Now, do recognize that. But what I'm pointing out to you here is that, yes, they are believers. But whether or not there's going to be an impact from Sychar is going to be determined by whether or not they're going to walk by faith in the Spirit of the living God. We're going to see, if we study the book of Acts, you see a number of people, astronomical number of people, who will come to Christ and be saved, but with no historical impact. And I do believe they're Christians. The Bible says so. I'm not going to challenge the Bible. They believe. I'm not going to challenge it. You want to, fine. I'm not. The Bible says they believe. They believe. What I'm going to look at is what makes you an impact. Just because you're a Christian? No. Going that next one. Walking by faith in the second Sunday. Walking by faith in the Spirit. It gives you the power, the light. This is why we're beckoned to walk in the Spirit, follow the Spirit, be led of the Spirit. A lot of words like that. And do this by faith. Then you're ready to have an impact in your marriage, your life, in history, the relationship with God. Being saved, yes, forever and ever. But if you want that fruit, if you want that life, if you want to reach that point that we're studying on Tuesday night, the fullness of God. And what is the fullness of God? That you may be filled up with the fullness of God, like all the fullness of God. That's an astounding concept, that I can be filled with all the fullness of God. That just boggles the mind, but we can. And come back to soon at the fullness of God. This is life. And very few, I'm sorry, very few Christians ever been filled with the fullness of God, been filled with His love.